Today's movie review is Vivarium, starring Jesse Eisenberg as Tom and Imogen Poots as Gemma, who were boyfriend and girlfriend in this movie. I picked it up off of my Amazon.Prime subscription. The movie started out with Gemma teaching what looked like a kindergarten class. Then when the class ended, she met up with her boyfriend, and they came across this dead bird. Now, I didn't think there was anything to be concerned about with the dead bird, but it's actually kind of critical to the plot. I guess it was supposed to be a cuckoo bird, which what they do is they lay their eggs in another nest. They kick out the other eggs and put their eggs in the nest and have another bird take care of their chicklets. Anyhow, that plays a part in the plot. Because what happened is the boyfriend and girlfriend, they end up looking for a house or somewhere to live, I assume. And they come into this little business. They're selling these properties on something called Yonder. There's a guy there named Martin who's really eager to bring them over to Yonder. It's not too far and it's not too close. It's in the perfect location. They follow him out to Yonder to go check it out. And he drives them into this kind of little bit of a maze of homes that look like they're not even inhabited. And he drives them up to house number 9. And they're checking it out and everything looks cool, playing around a little. Before they go in the backyard, the real estate guy is gone. Martin has drove off. So they're like, oh, okay, that's weird. All right, let's go. So what they do is they get in their car and they start driving. Except once they drive around the block a couple times, they always end up right back at house number 9, no matter what turn they make, no matter which way they go. So they get out of the car and they start jumping the fences. And boom, they end up right back at house number 9. It has the beginnings of sort of like a Twilight Zone type movie, or as I've heard some people put it, like a Black Mirror episode type of, at least the beginning here in the first half. They realize they are stuck in this area. They decide to camp it for the night to stay in the house. They find out that mysteriously a box of supplies ends up at the front of the house. They said the food tastes bland. There's no wind. There's no real weather except for sunlight. The clouds don't even really move. It's just this weird area that they're in. They're getting deliveries every day of supplies to keep them alive. Now, something has to happen for the plot to progress. What happened was a baby was delivered in the box on one of the days, which really threw them for a loop. So now they have a baby that's not her baby, kind of like the cuckoo, but that they both have to raise. The concept of time in this place was a little weird. I didn't follow it, but before you knew it, that baby was about 7-10 years old. Tom and Gemma had not aged one day. It was kind of weird. The boy was weird. He made weird sounds. He would scream at the top of his lungs if he didn't get what he wanted. They were really frustrated with him. They threw him in the car, or at least Tom's character threw him in the car and said, let them come get him if they want him. Because they know they're being controlled by someone. They just don't know who. Anyway, Tom or Jesse Eisenberg, he was smoking out in the front yard and he threw his cigarette down and it burned a patch of grass to reveal the dirt underneath. At which point, the green light goes off on his head. I'm going to start digging. And this is the part I don't really understand. They didn't really explain why he starts digging. He starts digging and digging and digging. Like, I don't know how many years he's digging and digging. And they show him with a ladder and a pulley and a bucket and bringing dirt up. He thinks he can hear things at the bottom. So he keeps digging. So he thinks he can hear noises. And eventually from all that digging, he starts to get this cough starts developing. Before you know it, this is all spoiler territory, he dies. So at that point, I was already checked out of the movie, but I had to keep watching because I was invested. Also, once you get past the 50% mark, you got to ride it home. So he dies. The son, who's now an adult, brings some supplies. They don't know where he's getting them, but he brought a supply and it had a body bag in it. So he puts his body in the body bag, dumps him into the hole that he dug for himself. It's not too long after that, Gemma's character decides she's going to attack the boy, the son, and she physically goes after him with a pickaxe. She nails him one and he screeches like an alien screech. And then he gets on his hands and knees and squirms away. The sidewalk opens up like the curb dips open and to reveal something under the ground. And he dives in there and then she has the pickaxe hold it open while she follows. It wasn't clear that sequence to me. What we were seeing, I think maybe they were trying to show us there were other people living their lives in the same way that they were, being trapped in this weird existence. Or I wasn't sure, were we inside Gemma's mind? Was Gemma kind of going crazy? Was this whole episode Gemma having lost her mind and we're going to focus out and Gemma will be in an insane asylum somewhere? That was kind of my thinking of where it was going. But under the curb, she tried to find him and she ends up in this house with this, look like another mother at their table. And then she ends up being swallowed through quicksand and then lands right back at her house, at house number 9. And so she's at that point just losing it. It wasn't long after that they'd, like I said, they don't give you much in relation to how much time has passed in the film, other than a boy being a baby, then a boy, and then a full adult. Gemma is basically dying. Her last breath, he says, "Mama," something. He tells her something, and she's like, "I'm not your effing mother." And that was like her last words, and she was already in the body bag. And I don't know, I've heard people say that he zipped up the body bag with her still alive, but I think she had exhaled her last breath, zipped her in the body bag, threw her into the pit with her husband, or boyfriend, I should say, had dug. Then they show the son get into the car and mysteriously has a can of gas because they had ran out the gas trying to get out of that neighborhood. He puts some gas in the car, drives back to the home office where Martin initially was. Now, Martin is there in the office. He's aged. He's an old man by now. And he's on his last breath. So they show him pass away right when the son gets there. Then open up one of the filing cabinets. There's a body bag. Unravel the body bag, put Martin in the body bag, and then fold him up like he's a taquito. Just rolled him up and then put him in another filing cabinet and closed it and then sat there waiting for the next customer. So it was kind of like the cycle of life type of thing. I know this is longer review than I wanted to get into, but that was just the storyline. At that point, I was highly disappointed. What is this? Like, it just didn't make sense. There were a lot of holes in the plot. If that was the whole idea, was the cuckoo bird and all that, yeah, I could see that, but the movie was like an hour and a half long. It took you that long to get, it should have been a 30-minute, like a Twilight Zone type of movie. But in the end, I did find it entertaining. In my little recommendations, I would probably give it 2 stars because I can't recommend that to anyone. And I would tell people not to watch it unless you're a big fan of Jesse Eisenberg, which I was. Haven't seen him in The Social Network. But anyway, that's my review. Thanks for listening.